faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, have you ever seen a squadron of American bombers roaring through the air in formation? Have you seen newsreel pictures of Uncle Sam's destroyers cutting through the seas on patrol in search of enemy subs and surface raiders? I'm sure you have, and I bet you were thrilled. You probably felt terribly proud, too. Well, if you've been buying war-saving stamps regularly, you have a right to be proud. Not only because those planes and those ships represent the fighting spirit of America, but because you helped to build them. Yes, sir. Every time you bought a war-saving stamp, your money helped buy the labor and materials that are used to make planes and ships and equipment to knock out the Nazis and the Japs. So next time you hear some boy or girl in your block say, "Oh, shucks, what difference does it make if I buy one stamp or not? What difference can one dime make?" you tell them that it does make a difference. It makes a big difference. Tell them, for instance, that five dimes will buy enough fuel oil to take an American destroyer one full mile closer to its objective, or that one dime will buy five 45 caliber bullets. Tell them that if every boy and girl in the United States bought just one 10-cent war-saving stamp every day, it would add up to enough money to buy a lot of swift pursuit planes with which our Army and Navy forces could blast the Axis out of the air. And while you're at it, you might remind them that this is one way that all you fellows and girls can help win this war. Now, after all, everybody can't join Uncle Sam's armed forces, but all of us can buy war-saving stamps. So talk it over with Mother and Dad tonight. Tell them that you want to help Uncle Sam win this war by buying war-saving stamps regularly. Every day, if possible. And if you tell them that, I'm sure that they'll be glad to cooperate.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, Editor White of the Daily Planet, Lois Lane, and young Jimmy Olsen, are now on their way to the Hudson Bay region of northern Canada to visit the hunting lodge of Sebastian Beauvais, an old friend of White's who's in trouble and needs help. For some reason, a strange character known as the Laffer does not want Perry White to reach the hunting lodge alive. In our last episode, we heard how White, Kent, Lois, and Jimmy started north from Ottawa in a private seaplane. Suddenly, the motor began to cough and sputter. In the next moment, the plane nosed over into a steep dive, and flames poured back into the cabin.
We're on fire. The cabin's burning.
Steady, Lois, steady.
Mr. White. Oh, Clark. Clark, he's fainted.
Yes, and the pilot's out, too. Smoke must have gotten him.
The heat, Mr. Kent.
Fire's getting worse.
The heat. Oh, Clark, I can't stand it. It's unbearable.
Mr. Kent.
Jimmy. Jim. Oh, he's fainted, too.
Oh, Clark. Clark, this is... Oh.
It's a good thing you keeled over, Lois. Now I can handle this.
As Superman. Out through the plane door. Under the plane. So. Ah, got it. Now down into the water with it, but gently. So. Now, the water's put the flames out. Now to carry the plane to shore, to dry land and safety. Up, up, and away!
Lifting the charred and crippled seaplane out of the water, Superman carries it to the safety of the riverbank, its unconscious occupants miraculously saved from horrible death. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, the mysterious character known as the Laffer is seated in his penthouse apartment. With him is Bullets McGuire, the hawk-nosed gangster, reading fairy tales. Bullets is telling the Laffer about the latest story he read.
So, Sleeping Beauty is the name of this one, Laffer. It's all about a beautiful doll who sleeps for 100 years, see? Now, there she is, lying in the castle with the cobwebs getting thick and the dust piling up.
Answer the phone, Bullets.
Sleeping Beauty will wait.
Yeah, sure.
Hello. Who? Who's calling? Hold on a minute.
It's for you, Leffa. Long distance from Ottawa, Canada. The guy says you know who it is.
Yes, I'll take it. Hand me the phone.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes? Yes? How did that happen? I see. No, I'll carry on from this end. Yes. Goodbye.
You want to hear the rest of the story about the Sleeping Beauty, Leffa?
Not now, Bullets. I have a problem.
You got problems?
I have a problem. The most intriguing problem I have had in a long time. The problem of Superman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the guy that got in your way when you tried to knock off that newspaper editor, the Perry White.
Perry White and his friends must never reach the Hudson Bay hunting lodge of Sebastian Beauvais. I tried to prevent their even taking off in the plane for Ottawa. Superman blocked me successfully at every turn. They succeeded in reaching Ottawa. I made contact with our representative there and told him to keep an eye on them, to keep me posted. Meanwhile, I must prevent their reaching Beauvais' hunting lodge.
You don't want them to get there because of the...
Bullets. We never mention it by name. You remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
By the way, Bullets, you haven't mentioned it to anyone, have you?
Oh, no, no, no.
A slip of the tongue, perhaps? Something that you didn't intend?
Oh, no, honest, Laffer. Gee, you can trust me. Hey, don't look at me like that and laugh. It makes me feel kind of cold inside.
You have nothing to fear, Bullets. Nothing. So long as my instructions are obeyed to the letter. But to continue, that telephone call was from my Ottawa agent. He told me that White and his friends crashed in the private plane they had hired to fly them from Ottawa to Lake Minto, 30 miles from Beauvais' hunting lodge.
Well, I guess that takes care of them, huh?
No. Because despite the fact the plane fell into the river in flames, everyone in that plane escaped unharmed.
Yeah, but how could they?
Superman.
Oh.
Yes, oh. They're now in Ottawa trying to find some means of transportation to the hunting lodge. Perceive now our situation. The people we wish to prevent from reaching the hunting lodge in Hudson Bay are caught in Ottawa. What do we do?
We bump them off in Ottawa.
That is as you reason it, Bullets. But to a unique brain such as my own, there comes another thought. A thought so amusing that I can hardly contain myself.
What is this story of yours?
It is very clever, Bullets.
Yeah, well, stop patting yourself on the back and give me the lowdown. Oh, I'm sorry, Laff. I didn't mean to say that. It just kind of slipped out. That's on a level. It's just that, well, I was kind of anxious to hear what your idea was, and honest, Laffer, honest.
You must be more careful, Bullets. I will not tolerate disrespect.
Yeah, sure,
I recall to you the things that happened to Soapy and the monks and Kilrain for making stupid mistakes.
You wouldn't do nothing like that to me. I mean, you and me, we've been pals a long time. We'd laugh at Noah. No, you wouldn't. No.
No. No, of course not. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, my clever idea. Up to now, I've been trying to prevent White and his friends from reaching the hunting lodge. Now I'm going to make certain they do reach it.
Well, what's the sense in that?
The sense in it? Perhaps it amuses me, Bullets. Or perhaps I think it wise to permit them to walk into the lion's den. We shall see, Bullets. Yes, we shall see.
We've been cooped up in this Ottawa hotel for 3 days, and I can't stand it any longer.
Now, Chief.
Oh, stop trying to pacify me. We're wasting precious time. We should have been at Beauvais' hunting lodge 2 days ago.
We couldn't help the airplane accident, Mr. White.
As a matter of fact, it's a miracle we're alive.
Yes, yes, I suppose you're right at that. But there ought to be something we can do about this interminable waiting around.
Well, I haven't minded it myself. Ottawa's a beautiful city, I think, and I've been doing some shopping.
Have you forgotten that we're supposed to be on our way to the hunting lodge of Sebastian Beauvais because he's in trouble?
No, I haven't forgotten.
But nothing. I refuse to remain here another day. We've got to get to that hunting lodge, and we've got to get there quickly.
But how, Mr. White?
The only possible way is by plane, and we haven't been able to find another private pilot in Ottawa able to make the trip. They're all doing war work.
No, I know it, I know it, I know it, but I've waited long enough.
Well, perhaps Clark will have better luck today than he's had before.
He's been gone now for 3 hours, and he'll have no better luck today than he had yesterday or the day before. No, my mind's made up. I know what I've got to do, and I'm going to do it.
Well, what's that, Mr. White?
There's a man named Shepard in Metropolis who owns a private plane. I'm going to telephone him and have him fly up here and pick us up.
Oh, gracious, Mr. White, the expense.
Oh, hang the expense. Shepard can be here by... Oh, hello, hello. Long distance, please. Shepard can be here by tomorrow if he works fast, and we can be in Lake Mendo the following day. Action, that's what I want, and...
Hi, Chief.
Hi yourself and see where it gets you.
Any luck, Clark?
I'll say. Our troubles are all over. We'll be in Lake Mendo by tonight.
What's that?
Now, hold on to yourself, Chief. We all have to hurry, but I think we can make it.
What are you talking about? Are we going to Lake Mendo or aren't we?
We are, if we can get to the Ottawa seaplane base within a half hour.
Well, of course we can. Come on, let's get going. Jimmy, start packing that bag. I'll pack this one.
Okay.
How did all this come about, Clark?
Well, I was down there trying to find a pilot who could make the trip when a private plane landed nearby. I got to talking with the pilot, a fellow named Shepard from Metropolis.
What?
I said I got to talking to the pilot, and he suggested...
Did you say his name was Shepard?
That's right. Why?
Well, that's funny. That's the man Mr. White was just...
Never mind. Go on.
Well, believe it or not, he's on his way to Lake Minto. He's carrying only one passenger, and he said the passenger wouldn't mind our going along, so we're going.
Gosh, that is luck. Almost too good to be true.
Funny thing, Jim. That's what I thought, too. But this is no time to look a gift horse in the mouth. We get to the base in half an hour.
Well, make it, or I'll know the reason why. Here, pack those bags, you two. Come on, now. Get busy.
Watch your step, everyone. A little difficult getting in the plane from landing. Here, you first, Miss Lane. I'll help you.
Thank you. We're certainly very happy you're able to take us.
Gosh, yeah, we didn't know what to do.
I'm glad to help you out. Wouldn't have thought twice about it, Perry, if known it was you.
Yep, you're getting here like this is the best stroke of luck that's ever happened to me.
Well, I'm glad. All right, Miss Lane, just give me your arm.
Thanks.
That's it. Now then, you, young fella, up you go.
Okay.
Grab hold.
There. Now, look here, Shep. You sure this is all right with your other passenger?
Oh, sure, Perry. I talked to Mr. Graham and explained the situation. He's glad to have you come along.
Well, I must tell him how grateful I am. Is he in the plane now?
Yes, you'll find him in the cabin. Well, up you go, Perry.
Yep,
all right. You're in. Mr. Kent, I guess you can make it alone.
Sure, I'll just grab hold of that door and swing up. There.
Boy, look at these cushioned seats and everything. Sit over here, Mr. Kent.
Thanks, Jim.
Kent.
Yes, Chief?
Come here. I want you to meet our benefactor, the man who's so kindly permitting us to go with him to Lake Mendo.
Oh, yes, glad to.
Kent, this is Mr. Graham, Mr. Niles Graham of Metropolis.
What?
How do you do, Mr. Kent? Very happy to know you. Very happy indeed.
Well, the Laffer's plan, whatever it may be, is beginning to work. What strange adventures lie in store for our friends at the Hunting Lodge in the wilderness of Hudson Bay? Don't fail to listen tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow the adventures of Superman.
By all means, don't forget to tune in to Superman tomorrow for another thrilling and exciting episode. And don't forget to talk to Mother and Dad before you go to bed tonight about making arrangements to buy war saving stamps regularly. Start the day off right tomorrow. Buy at least one 10-cent war-saving stamp first thing after breakfast. And remember what I told you at the beginning of this program. Every single dime is important because all your dimes put together can go a long way to help pay for the guns and tanks and planes and ships we need to knock out the Nazis and the Japs. And say, here's an idea. Why don't you get together with your friends tomorrow and make a joint pledge to buy war-saving stamps every time you've got a dime? See which of you can buy the most war-saving stamps every week and every month. Do your share to win this war.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
This is Mutual.